Roaming through a burn scar is like running an obstacle course. There are downed trees to climb over, duck under, and get tripped by.
Oh no.
I'm okay.
You sure?
Yep.
And the trees that are entirely burned out, leaving gaping holes in the ground.
Wow, there's so much ash there.
Oh my gosh.
That is so much ash.
That's Stephanie Kampf, a hydrology professor at Colorado State University.
And they burn like all the way down underground.
Just like followed the roots.
Yeah, look at that.
Kampf and a team of researchers are installing a weather station and stream gauges along a steep creek within the Cameron Peak burn scar. At more than 208,000 acres, the Northern Colorado fire is the state's largest on record. Kampf wants to know, what happens to the snow that falls on a burned area this big?
Some of these streams have burned so much, I don't know if you noticed coming up, like the whole riparian zone is burned. And so there's nothing alive at all.
Snow in the West equals water. And Kampf says research shows fires can affect snowpack in very different ways. With no trees, more snow accumulates on the ground. But the lack of tree cover also means it's more exposed to the sun. And in the spring, melting can become erratic.
We're kind of in a brave new world when it comes to snow and wildfire.
Anne Nolan studies geography at the University of Nevada, Reno. She says another side effect of fire is how it can change the composition of snow when it falls on the ground. It becomes darker, picking up charred bits of ash.
And then all that black guck on the snow makes it melt a lot faster.
Fires are an important part of forest ecology in the western U.S., but Nolan says the fires in 2020 were unprecedented.
The scale that we're experiencing now, we actually don't know what the hydrologic impacts will be.
That's because no two fires are alike. Gabrielle Boyreme is a researcher at the Desert Research Institute in Las Vegas. She's looked closely at one creek in Yosemite National Park. There, land managers have been hands-off and allowed smaller fires to burn more frequently.
Do those kinds of fires then lead to less sedimentation and less problems with flooding and water quality? And it looks like they do.
Another hurdle is getting good data from burn scars. Landslides and floods after a fire can destroy scientific instruments, leaving the record incomplete. But as fires burn bigger and hotter, Boyreme says there's a push for researchers to get into the field and understand how fire and water intersect.
And so people are starting to realize that and starting to realize that we're working on such thin margins in terms of water supply in the West that... No, we actually need to know.
Okay, well, I think we just ought to do this unless we want to spend another day looking for more sites.
After an hour and a half of scrambling through the Cameron Peak burn scar, researcher Stephanie Kampf and her team have found a location for their weather station and begin staking it into the burnt ground. Kampf says it can be easy to think of wildfires as singular, acute events that displace people from their homes and choke the air with smoke until they're put out. But when it comes to snowpack and water supplies, the impact can last for decades.
And so when those areas get stressed by something like a whole series of severe wildfires, then we're talking about affecting the water supply of not just that area,
but the entire water supply of the West, since most of our region's rivers start in relatively small, snowy forests. I'm Luke Runyon in Poudre Canyon, Colorado.